It's not about politics. These are about real people in our districts that are being harmed by Obamacare. It's time to fix this law. When you step back and look at the totality of this, frankly, I don't think it's ever going to work. The president has an opportunity over the next couple of weeks to keep his promise. When you look at Obamacare, frankly, I don't think there's a way to fix it.
Yeah, that ultimately is what it comes down to. That's the voice of John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. Can you fix it? Is there a way to fix the ACA? I'm saying no. What do you think, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is where we begin. Not to pile on, but oh, it is easy. Here's the deal. 27,000 people bought insurance through healthcare.gov. Millions more was spent from your pocket and mine on the bungled website. So Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius had to give the juicy numbers out. And, of course, it's all in the presentation, isn't it? So what is the spin? Here is the spin. The spin is 7 million people should sign up for Obamacare by March. But here's what they don't tell you about the number that they released, that just 26,000, a little over 26,000, number I said, 794, of the 106,185 people who got health insurance last month used the federal exchange site. The rest of the people used state exchanges to enroll. So that's how they got that number. They say 7 million will sign up for the insurance during the first year. 35,364 people were in California. That's one of the states that's been the most targeted by the Obama administration. Then you double and you triple that number, and that's the people in California who are having their health care policies canceled. In fact, 3.5 million officially have gotten cancellation notices. They're the people that are calling Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, two Democratic senators, one in New York and one in California, longtime senators, about get your hands off my health care. But you heard Boehner. There's no way to, how do you fix this? You can't put the genie back in the bottle. People get cancellation notices, they're getting canceled, they're not coming back. Because why? The regulations in affordable health care are not jiving with the insurance the people have. So unless it just completely went away, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's broken down. Sebelius said she didn't find it discouraging that people have gone through the process but not purchased a plan. Because why? They say more than 26 million unique visitors have been to the site. But the 26 million visitors are there trying to find out if the system's going to crash on them. It's like a sales technique. How many unique visitors do you have for your website? Tell us how many people signed up for it. So the states with their own exchanges, of course, outperformed the federal government, and that's not a surprise, and a lot of that is because of the website debacle. So let me give you some other numbers for fun. I love numbers. 3,736 signed up in the Get High state of Colorado. In the other Get High state, in Washington, 7,091 signed up, 4,418 in Connecticut, 5,586 in Kentucky, 16,404 in New York. Did you sign up for affordable health care? If you did, I want to hear from you. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. So Sebelius and the others connected to this rollout say the numbers would be low because of the rough opening for the site. That does make sense. All the glitches, the delays, the crashes, all of that. That's why it got pushed to March 31st, the deadline for buying a plan without getting fined by your federal government. Sebelius says by the 15th of December, they're going to be able to tell you how many people have actually paid for the first month of coverage. Because I guess then that's the other thing. They're not getting billed for it. Republicans are feasting on this, and if they were smart, they would, because there's all kinds of problems. And you know there's all kinds of problems when Dianne Feinstein is getting 30,000 emails of people saying, listen, you got to do something about this. I want my health care coverage. I don't want to get something new. Please leave it alone. The information is not an accurate picture of what they need, I think. They're saying 7 million people, they would need how many to sign up per day? This is like an SRA reader. Remember when you had to figure out what was going on in the paragraph you read, and then you turned it in and you got an A, B, C, or D? Maybe that's back in my days. So you would need at least 68,000 people a day to enroll to meet what they're saying is success and what's going to happen. So right now, the website couldn't even handle all the traffic they would need to handle. How many people were expecting to have their health care left alone, and how many people have now found cancellation notices in the mail? A lot. Now, here's the thing. The November 30th date for customers buying insurance, who have to buy insurance by December 15th to be covered on January 1st, was what it was originally. Now, to sign up by and be enrolled by March 31st, you have to think of when you have to sign up, so you roll that date forward a little bit. So how many people are going to pay that first month? Probably not as many as they think. So the bottom line is there's more time now in between. The number is low, the spin is high, and the temperature around America is exploding. This is an issue that really has people fired up. And I mean fired up, whether they're a Democrat or whether they're a Republican. Because they just can't believe the stupidity. If they are a lifelong Democrat and are not changing teams, they're still furious because now it's affecting them. And we find out that a historically black college is told, I mean, this is the oldest, most elite black college in the nation, Bowie State. They're told that their health insurance costs will go from $50 to $900 a semester. Are you kidding me? Christopher Arps and Dutch Martin from Project 21, Black Conservative Group. They join us next to talk about affordable health care and why it's not affordable. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1284.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1330.86, $665.43 for a half ounce, or $332.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $330.86, $665.43, and $332.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Obamacare and the ripple effects across the country now, seemingly for 4 years, but now we're starting to see it come to fruition. What we thought was going to happen when this first was kicked in back in 2010, and nobody was listening. Nobody was listening to us. Now, 3.5 million so far have had their health care plans canceled, their health insurance canceled, even after the president promised they could keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep it. So there's a lot of outrage out there. Even Senator Dianne Feinstein, who couldn't be more liberal from the Democratic side, is not on board with people having their policies ditched. And why? Because she received 30,000 emails, 30,000 from her constituents. And you know what? These politicians want to keep their jobs, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. In our virtual green room, we have Dutch Martin and Christopher Arps. They are Project 21 members, and they have plenty to say on this. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
So, Dutch, tell me your reaction to what's been going on. How now all of a sudden, like I said, the sleeping giant is waking up and realizing, wow, we didn't think it was happening to us, but it is, and people are furious.
Well, Ken, I just want you to know, look, if you like your talk radio program, you can keep your talk radio program, okay? It will not be taken from you.
Ridiculous, huh? Yeah.
In all seriousness, four words, I told you so. I mean, from the time that this bill was a law, when it was rushed through Congress, with nary a Republican having a chance to debate it, let alone vote on it, the way that it was done, I mean, I smelled the rat as far back as 2009, 2010. I knew this was going to be a train wreck. I knew this was not going to end well. And I hate to say it, but you know what, libs? Told you so.
Yeah, Christopher, you would say the same thing, wouldn't you?
I would. You know, and one thing that really bothers me the most about this
is just the disingenuousness that the way that they're selling this plan is that they're telling you that it is an improvement on your existing plan and that the plan that you have now is substandard. You know, people don't seem to realize or care that they're not improving their plan, that they're actually dismantling their plan. You know, sometimes a grandmother in St. Louis, Missouri somewhere doesn't necessarily need fertility treatment or birth control pills in her insurance plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a catastrophe. So, you know, Dutch, you said it, and it's what I was saying, how I'd been to Washington many, many times. I kept digging and asking the questions, and, of course, nobody wanted to answer the questions. Do you think this was intentional? Hey, just throw this out here, and then eventually it's such a mess, and there's going to be so much uproar over this that we can eventually push in the single-payer plan. Do you think that's maybe the goal?
To be quite honest with you, yes, I do believe that was the goal. I mean, President Obama is a far left progressive, and his ideology is that, you know, the government can take care of everyone, despite the fact that, you know, decades and decades, if not centuries, of history has shown that big government liberal ideology has always failed. But you know what? He's trying to basically pour old wine into new bottles. But that bottle's cracking, and it's going to explode.
Yeah, saying that, Christopher, what do you think, you know, when Dutch says it's about to explode, what do you think happens? How big is this backlash going to grow?
Well, I think it's going to get worse. And, you know, as a lot of the pundits and a lot of people are saying, that what's really keeping this thing halfway afloat is that the website doesn't work. But once they do eventually get the website up and working and people can go on the exchange site and see that the exchange insurance is not affordable and that they will be, that their deductibles will be higher, I think that you're just going to see a much bigger outrage than what you see now.
Yeah. Do you think the idea was, Christopher, like we were just talking about there, to eventually get to single payer, but in the meantime, kind of pull a ruse on people so you tell them when everybody's upset and they don't know and they're going to town hall meetings and they're asking simple questions about premiums and coverage and there's no flat answers for those, that don't worry, it'll be okay, we promise. So the easy thing to say was, we promise you can keep your health insurance, and then just kind of get them out of their hair and let it pass.
Well, you know, if that was the plan, it was very short-sighted, because eventually people were going to see that these health exchanges are not going, they're not working. And I just don't see how do you think that you're going to sell a single payer plan if the plan that the government tried to enact in this case is not working. I think that's a very tough sell. I think that the President Obama was riding on his popularity. They knew that this plan wouldn't work. You know, Senator Mike Enzi did a press release back in 2010 saying the same things that are happening now, that people will not be able to keep their insurance. And they knew that. But I think they thought that President Obama's popularity is so high and that people would just forgive them and we'll fix it later. And we're seeing that that's just not the case, that it's becoming worse and worse for them, actually.
Yeah, we're speaking with Christopher Arps and Dutch Martin, Project 21. Dutch, you know, in talking about young people and what does this do to them, if you're a millennial, you just get out of college, boy, you're hearing how rough it is out there, but you're lucky enough, you land a job, but it's an entrepreneurial thing, and so you're in this insurance quandary. What do you do? Because I frankly think a lot of them aren't going to get the insurance. They're not jumping into these health exchanges, but that was the idea, feed them into the health exchanges, and then the money there even balances out. But I think the people in the health exchanges, at least in some states, are going to be paying a lot more than they thought they were going to be paying, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, that's what basically the Obama administration was riding on. You know, this new wave of healthy, recent college graduates, new hires jumping into the workforce that will basically pay for, the elderly and children and those who didn't have health insurance. Well, we know that house of cards is falling on its face right now, but then, number one, we're still in a very soft economy. And instead of an economic stimulus, we've had nothing but an economic sedative under this administration, which is only being exacerbated by this monstrosity that is Obamacare. So, I agree with Mr. Arps. Things are going to get a lot worse before they get better.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the thing, too, Obamacare really has a perverse incentive in it, because if Obamacare is predicated on younger, healthier people paying higher premiums to subsidize everyone else, then how does that come into effect when you can stay on your parents' health insurance until you're 26? It kind of cancels out that. You know, I just read a report today, Bowie State University, an historically black college university, has shut down their student health insurance plan, because of about the ACA. And they said that the original plan for the students was $54 a month. But with to meet the ACA guidelines, the plan will go up to $918 a month.
Whoa.
So, you know, yeah, that's a big jump.
That's an unaffordable jump. And then how about this too, Dutch? I mean, you know, Christopher points that out, which is shocking. The military, they're on TRICARE, right? They have TRICARE insurance. And for the military people who have kids that are in their early 20s that they are supposed to be able to keep on their insurance, TRICARE is saying, no, we can't afford that, because that'll tank our insurance. We can barely keep it up and running as it is. So now if you're in the military, it doesn't apply to you, because you can't have your kids under that umbrella. But nobody told people that were serving in any branches of the military that this was going to happen. So another poke in the eye.
And not only that, but I mean, you know, this administration is basically playing fast and loose with words. I mean, now they threaten to blame insurance companies for dropping people off their plans. I mean, this administration does not want to take any responsibility for this catastrophic law unless it absolutely has to. Fortunately, the American people and Congress is holding this administration's feet to the fire and forcing it to take responsibility for the mess that is made. I mean, you know, the American people in re-electing the president, I mean, they gave him another shot to try to get it right. Not only is he not getting it right, basically our entire country is suffering under this administration. And this Unaffordable Care Act is basically a government takeover of 1/6 of our economy. I mean, this was doomed from the start. And like I said, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I agree. It's only going to get worse. No question about it. You guys were terrific. Dutch, thanks so much. Chris, thanks so much. Project 21, we appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you for having us.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., 1 in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America tonight. We appreciate the support. Got a ton of email to get to, and we're going to hit the mailbag coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's go out to Dave in the UK. Hey, Dave, you have the floor. How you be?
Hello, Kate. How you going?
Good, man. Thanks.
I don't know if somebody told you. I'd like to, if we can, cover two subjects tonight, if that's possible.
Go,
one of
go
being...
for it.
Well, I'd like to start with North Korea, which doesn't seem to be getting much press. The fact that the leader of North Korea ordered the public executions of 80 people this month. Okay. Maybe you've
I've talked about it. I mentioned it on the show a couple of times. Yeah, I thought it was shocking. You're right. It hasn't gotten very much attention. You know, I'm thinking the first time I saw it was a day or a couple of days ago in the UK paper I was reading, and the Financial Times had something about it, and it's huge. The firing squad. That's how they executed them.
Well, let me give you the short version that I found, published November 11th in the Los Angeles Times. A I'll try to make it as short as I can, but we're talking about a gruesome public execution of 80 people in a stadium filled people of more than 10,000 residents of this particular place called Wusan, a port in North Korea's eastern coast, which is significant when you get to the punchline here. They forced all these people to watch this gruesome execution of with machine gun fire, people stuck on posts, and so riddled with bullets at the end that they couldn't identify the bodies. But here, I think, is where the significant part comes in, because it's not the first one. This is one of seven cities already that's happened to. Now, the paper that reported it said they couldn't verify their source, but it's obvious why they can't, because this guy would be killed who told them about it, brought back. Okay, but here's, I think, the to me, which is the most significant part. Let me just skip to it now. Why it's happening. Apparently, the North Korean administration wants to turn this place and a few others into attractive places to attract foreign businesses and business people to spend money. And they want to make sure they're not going to have any problems with the local people. So it doesn't matter what the charge is. You know, it could be reading the wrong book, looking at a black market video from South Korea that maybe ridicules the regime. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as they just picked a whole bunch of people, entertainers, and stuck them on poles or kill them to point out what the message is. And the message is, don't mess with us. Really, it's not about religion or ideology. It's all about urban clearance and, business. Nothing personal. That's, I think, the message of the whole thing. It's all about, and let me just tell you, let me just read the fine print here for you if I got a few seconds.
Right? Sure.
The South Korean newspaper, one of the largest and most influential, noticed that the executions occurred in cities where the communist leadership is attempting to create entities that can earn hard currency and may have been intended to intimidate workers who stray from the regime's dictatorial social structures. So it's kind of like the capitalization of the last holdout of communism.
Yeah.
In a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Capitalism at its worst.
Oh, it's awful.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Look, the insurance, Obamacare, fiasco, whatever you want to call it, it's no doubt that one of the things, in hindsight, that probably Barack Obama should have done when he was talking about it, said instead of you can keep your insurance that you have now, maybe he should have just said, you will still be able to buy private insurance. You don't have to join Obamacare, which would have solved at least one of the gigantic problems that were now suddenly circling around, beyond the fact that the website was poorly thought out and the implementation certainly was poorly thought out. But we really can't blame it all on the Democrats. After all, they were trying to please the GOP when they finally adopted this plan, after which the GOP refused to vote for it anyway, so they needn't have bothered. So I don't want to belabor the subject, but if they fix the website, still people I don't think will really rush to sign up. Some will, but people won't rush to sign up until the last minute, because it's just the nature of people. Human beings won't want to put their money on the line until the last minute when they have to. I've even had somebody tell me something else about cancellations of insurance policy. He said, well, this guy is an independent contractor. He works in software himself, and he has his own health insurance policy. And in the last 10 years, he's had it canceled and renewed with different conditions 4 times. So it's not uncommon for them to do that. The other thing that I want to mention is now one of the problems they have is they have to give the same price of the same policy, whether the person is a man or a woman. And up to now, they've been able to gouge women because they typically always charge men less. And that's one of the conditions that they're going to have to adhere to if they're going to be able to compete with the Obamacare. because they can still compete if they choose to.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know what? It is true about the female thing. Women have gotten gouged more than the men, yes.
Correct.
Yeah, there's no question.
But now they can only compete against four different varieties of insurance, health insurance policies. There's the bronze, the silver, the gold, and I think they call it the catastrophic. As far as I know, that's it. So the only thing left to compete with is price and service, but that's it. They can't do all this funny stuff, the fine print and, you know, the jiggery pokery and the shell game and this one's better for you. There is none of that left. It's printed in digital black and white right out on a website. Even if you can't get to the rest of it, you can read what the conditions of the policies are and then you have to find out what your particular conditions are. And I've often pointed out to me that lots of people have signed up just by either going to the exchange. Or this guy, Butch Matthews in Arkansas, he got through to Blue Cross Blue Shield, told him what he wanted 2 days after it started. Somehow he got right through. And his own Blue Cross Blue Shield advisor said, oh, yes, this is a much better policy, Mr. Matthews. Not only that, we found out that you can save $13,000 a year and get a silver policy, which was much better than the one that you were getting from us before. So he's very happy with his product, and he's a real person, and he's a real Republican. And he's a real, or was very up to very recently, a very hardworking man. So not everybody has the same story about policies being, not everybody says the same thing.
I agree with that, Dave, because remember, this is what I've been saying. I don't care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're Republican. If you have a positive story, share it. You are the first person to call and share that kind of a story. I got one other email out of 50. So I do have to tell you, there are other people, Dave, that are getting jammed up by this, including in my own family. Although one person in my family says, hey, if I have to pay a little bit more, but I can help somebody else, I'm willing to do it. Another person says, why am I paying more? I don't understand it. So it is a unique thing to everybody's individual health plan. What is it? Are you insured through the company? Is it an individual plan? That's the thing. It's not straight across the board.
Are you a woman or are you a man?
Yeah, are you a woman or are you a man? Yeah, it really is.
A pre-existing condition is another. Yep. Listen, the guy's name is Butch Matthews. He lives in Arkansas. Up to a few years ago, he lugged soda pop cans cases around for a living at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you should read his story. I use DuckDuckGo, but you can do it with Google. Just Google his name and you'll find the same story I found, Kate. Maybe you can call him up on your show.
Yeah.
He's a real human being.
Yeah, see what he has to say. And you know what, Dave, thanks for the call. We're going to say this on the heels of what Dave just said. If you have a positive story to share, listen, we want to hear that story because I've heard nothing but brutal stories. Like I said, including from my own family, I have an aunt, Aunt Nancy, who just turned 70. I swear she looks like she's maybe not a day over 60. And her insurance is going up. It's going up because it's changing, and it's changing, the coverage is changing, where she has to pay, you know, $40 more for an eye exam. She's got to pay $50 more for a copay. And remember, this is a fixed income person. And then I have another friend who had a similar thing happen, is only 35. Same thing, individually insured, absolutely. The premiums have doubled, and the deductible is much higher. And it's not affordable. It's just not affordable. I mean, Dave says, listen, there's another side to this. And what about women paying more? Which, that's true. Women have traditionally paid more. The pre-existing condition thing, none of us would argue with that. But all in all, I cannot endorse affordable care in the condition it's in. How about you? Stay with us.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
America tonight. If you want to throw in your two cents, you're always welcome. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Maybe you agree with Dave in the UK. And you find the silver lining in the Affordable Health Care Act. Or you agree more with me and you see what's happening overall with the system. Listen, this was all about getting a single-payer system. It really was. And ultimately, that has not happened yet, but I think that's the goal down the road. And, you know, time will tell. This is the legacy of the president. What happens 10, 20 years from now? But right now, when you're paying more and you're really on a fixed income or you're stretching your budget, it's that in-between person. It's the middle class that it's not affordable for. Good insurance through a company improving is a good thing, and maybe some people are having that happen right now, but how long is that going to stick around? Anyway, so if you want to throw in, you can. Of course, when we go to the mailbag, lots of people have plenty of things to say about health care. And with that, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this first one from Tall Joe. I like that. Tall Joe. And Tall Joe says, Kate, everyone's complaining about the Affordable Care Act, but I say kudos to Obama because at least he tried to do something. Those nasty Republicans want to talk, but yet they don't offer a solution. So, Mr. Speaker of the House, if you're so smart, what's your solution? Okay, so the solution is, and I thought, I've said this, I thought the solution was, what about the competition and erasing the state lines to begin with? That would have been, that is the problem all along. Part of this is the stranglehold with insurance, but stranglehold with the regulations now on the insurance. So it's not completely the insurance company's fault at this point. To me, that's the bigger, you know, that's the big thing here. And I believe that's what Boehner is saying as well. I think I've heard him say that before, the competition, the state lines, being able to do that, and that would have been the way to do it, and also not forcing people to get insurance. And then others would argue, well, that's part of the problem because you're already paying, but I don't see it that way. I think forcing people at gunpoint to get insurance isn't the way to go. Unless you're going for a single-payer system and you say, boom, health care for all, this is the way it is, sorry, here it is. If you want to upgrade, upgrade on your own, which is what happens in England and other places. If they don't like their minimal coverage or because they have to wait so long or they have to get in line in Canada for surgeries that are elective surgeries, then they get an upgrade. They pay for the upgraded insurance. And this seems to me, this is, you know, pretty much where we're headed. All right, this next one is from Sarah, who says, boy, Obamacare, in my neighborhood, that's all anybody is talking about. That's all they're talking about is Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. I'm just almost sick of it, Kate, except for that it affects my family because I have a big family. I was blessed with four children, and our insurance is going sky high, and it is not affordable. If we made a little bit less, I mean, my husband makes decent money, but he doesn't make huge money. He's not making hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we are in what you call the so-called middle class. And I think that's the thing that people don't understand. The middle class is disappearing, and it's happening on Obama's watch. And listen, I'm a Democrat, and this is what I'm seeing being rolled out before my very eyes. Okay, so I think the same thing. I think the middle class is being erased. And the middle class means, you know, somebody who is making $70,000, $75,000, because then you figure taking taxes out, whatever. And how many kids do they have? It's just not the, you know, poverty, they say, is, I want to say, is $45,000 or less. But not so, and especially in bigger cities. It's a little bit higher than that. So there's a number, and when you don't meet that number, if you truly are struggling, then the healthcare system is probably right because you can get that free coverage. But if you're in the middle class and struggling, you're not extravagant, you're not blowing money every day on the drive-thru and throwing it out the window, squandering it away, you're just living a normal life with a few little adventures here and there, like going to the movies, but you're going to the dollar movie. People really are feeling that. I don't think it's a myth. This is what's happening. And especially if you have children, you feel it even a little bit more, and depending on the amount of children you have. I guess this is it. I mean, the good days, what, were the 70s and the 80s, maybe part of the 90s, and now, forget it. You're on the boat, and everybody's rowing in the same direction. And, hey, if you get lucky and you get to be the captain of the boat, or you get to be the first officer, or you get to be maybe even the first mate, you're doing okay. But anything below that, you're in the lower decks, and you cannot get ahead. especially when you get strangled by massive taxation and health care that you can't afford. But can you afford not to have it for something catastrophic, especially with children? Unless you work for a company that really still has a good plan, because they have so many people on the plan, or it's that in-between where it's worth it for them. It just depends. It really does. It just depends on your individual situation. But I think that middle class is the one that's getting jammed up the most. And it is the biggest, too, by the way. All right, here's one from Ken, who says, way to go. I totally am impressed with what I've been hearing on your coverage of Obamacare. I like the fact that you're not pulling any punches. And I have to say that he's going to have to cave and fix this health law or go down in flames. I don't know that he's going to be impeached. I agree with you on that. But I don't believe that this can continue to go on. And this may be the thing that tips the apple cart in the opposite direction, because I've never seen so many people so upset by anything as I have seen with affordable health care. Well, it's that individual insurance policies canceled. This whole thing that your coverage is better, if you're paying the same, if they canceled your policy, you got a new policy, and everything was the same as far as the cost, your deductible was the same, your premium was the same, and then there was added things into it, well, yeah, that's things that you want or things that are just available to you, cool. And you're paying the same, then you're not, that's not a bad thing. But if you are, you get the up, you know, you're being sold this whole thing that you're getting better health care coverage, but then you're not because you're being offered things that don't even relate to you or anyone in your family, and they're on the insurance too, then it's not an upgrade that's worth it for you. So it goes back to the individual again, and that's what I'm seeing in all of my emails. Keep them coming. If you say thumbs up, and we've heard that Rick in Illinois says it's good, that his coverage is actually better, nothing's changed for him. Dave in the UK gave us an example saying thumbs up. If you think thumbs up, I'm not discouraging you. I want to hear the story and why it is good. And, of course, everybody else that wants to whine, you can do that too as well. Just send it to us at americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.